Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message. What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today is Monday of the 22nd week in Ordinary Time. Our first reading will be taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Verses 13 to 18. Our psalm for today is Psalm 96. Our gospel reading will be taken from Luke's gospel, chapter 4, verses 16 to 30. Jesus declared in today's gospel reading that he comes to redeem us and to grant us eternal life. In John chapter 8, verse 12, today's gospel acclamation, he says, "I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will have the light of life." In order to attain that light of life here on earth and in the world to come, we must cooperate with graces, sacramental graces, graces bestowed upon us by the Lord himself. Hence, we must know the Word of God, profess the Word of God by our words and deeds, and dispense the Word of God in words and by our conduct in this world. Thus, when we live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, we are not only called Christians in truth and in spirit, but we also become exemplars and or imitators of Christ's humanity. Patrick M. Clarke says, "In Christ's humanity, we discover not only an embodiment of human goodness, but also an embodiment of good itself, which serves as the foundation, measure, and guide of human perfection." Thus, my brother, my sister, our mission is to follow Christ to heaven, and to lead others to heaven, to Jesus himself. St. Paul reminds us in today's first reading that the followers of Christ who died in him will rise again. They will be the first to rise and will be joined by those who are still alive. All will stand before the Lord. Thus, like St. Paul, we certainly believe that death is unavoidable, that if we die with Christ, we will rise and live with him. And we also believe that the souls within the threshold of heaven will attain purity through our prayers and by the merciful grace and power of the Most High God. Therefore, my brother, my sister, we shall, as St. Paul says, stay with the Lord forever. And with such thoughts as these, we must comfort one another, knowing that those who insult us, abuse us, cheat us, hate us for no reason, and even kidnap and kill us, will surely escape not the judgment of the Lord. The psalmist says today, "With justice he will rule the world. He will judge the people with his truth." Thus, let us profess the Word of God, because the Word is the truth, and the truth will set us free here on earth and in the world to come. May the Lord grant us his blessings today, grant us his blessings this week, and keep us safe in his love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady's Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.